From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Securities and Exchange Commission has charged Merrill Lynch and four former company employees with aiding and abetting Enron in its violations of securities law. The suit, filed in U.S. District Court in Houston, alleges the firm and its employees helped to add tens of millions of dollars to Enron's bottom line. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
According to SEC Chairman William Donaldson, Merrill Lynch and its former executives were involved in two separate fraudulent transactions. In both cases, Donaldson says the sole purpose of the deals was to inflate Enron's earnings.
Today's action is part of our efforts to ensure that all those involved in the financial reporting process act with utmost integrity and are held accountable when they don't. This action, therefore, is a message to all who would help a reporting company defraud investors. We will bring the full weight of our enforcement arsenal against anyone and everyone who does so.
One scheme involved the sale of Enron's interests in some special barges that Enron and others owned in Nigeria. The barges had electrical generators on board and were used to provide electricity to the Nigerian market. The SEC, however, alleges Enron only appeared to sell its interest in the vessels to Merrill, allowing the bankrupt energy trading firm to record millions of dollars in revenue. Cutler says his agency determined the sale never took place.
Merrill Lynch agreed to take off of Enron's hands and allow Enron to record $12 million in profits from the sale of Enron's interest in some Nigerian barges. But in reality, the risk of ownership on those barges never left Enron's hands at all. The sale of the barges was a sham.
A second scheme involved the alleged purchase of energy options, which the SEC also said had no purpose other than to increase Enron's 1999 earnings. Merrill Lynch, without admitting any wrongdoing in the case, agreed to pay $80 million in penalties. Merrill also agreed to enter into a permanent anti-fraud injunction prohibiting future violations of securities laws. Donaldson said the four former Merrill executives are contesting the charges.
The four individuals are not settling. From them, we are seeking a full range of sanctions and remedies, penalties, injunctions, and officer and director bars.
In other words, the SEC will seek to ban the four from ever again working in executive positions. Donaldson largely brushed aside a recent Government Accounting Office report, which concluded making a case against Wall Street investment banks who allegedly carry out fraud on behalf of their corporate clients won't be easy. The SEC says its investigation of Enron remains open and says the money paid by Merrill in this case will go into a fund to benefit victims of Enron's fraud. Enron collapsed in 2001 after the company announced it had been overstating earnings for years. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.